Your life counts. Your gifts matter. What lives within you is greater than the limits you were taught to see. This is sudden. I impact. Same fear, same view. Then a voice said, become the observer. Hey! There is more inside of you. So I turned and faced the mirror. Let the old conclusions fall. Found a dream beneath the noise that had been waiting through it all. Train this heart of mine.
Every thought becomes a doorway. Every word can plant a seed.
When the vision meets decision, that is where the future leads.
We have fun together. We learn together.
We lift one another higher.
Bring your faith up. Bring your focus. Bring your
inside your wisdom. There is value in your hands. There is business in the blessing when your gift becomes a plan. No more waiting for permission. No more shrinking from the call. Take responsibility with courage. Build it brick by brick, stand tall. Let your service make the difference. Let integrity lead the way. Turn the lesson into knowledge. Turn the knowledge into change.
Hold resentment. Let forgiveness make you free. Heal the bond you have within you. Change the way you choose to see. Respond with peace instead of anger. Let your spirit set the tone. When you honor your own value, you will never walk alone. Raise the frequency of gratitude. Make your inner vision clear.
What seemed hidden in the distance can begin to gather near.
Foundation.
Thought.
Shape. The direction.
Expectation.
Hold the vision.
Word.
Speak with intention.
Action.
Move with conviction.
Service.
Make the connection.
Faith.
Walk through the unseen. This is self-transformation. Woo! One decision can turn the story.
Oh.
One more swing can clear the wall.
Keep believing there.
aware. Be accountable. Be of service. Live by plan and design. Until next time.
Keep walking.
Welcome to the Sudden Eye Impact Show. We got a treat for you today. We're going to be continuing down the lane of non-beneficial and non-serving patterns to be interrupted, part two. But on the first portion of the show, I have a treat for you guys. I have a special guest. His name is Devin Wilson. He is an NLP enthusiast, and he's a hypnotist. Welcome to the show, Devin. How you doing?
All right, I'm all right. How you doing, bro?
Good. Glad to have you. So I want to bring you in front of my audience and give you the opportunity to just showcase some of your gifts. And so first thing I want to do is how can anyone that hears this get in touch with you if they want to find out more about you and more about your services and products?
Well, they can reach me first on my website at NLPUnlocked.com. That's N as in Nancy, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, unlocked.com, and that's where you can reach me. And also my social media, which is Instagram, upgrade_memory.
Okay, and you want to go ahead and give them a good email address?
Yeah, they can reach me at DevinJohnWilson at gmail.com. Yeah, those are pretty much the ways that you can get in contact with me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Definitely glad to have you because I always want to pay it forward. Anyone that I run into that has the type of energy and the type of hunger that I had when I first started, I definitely, you know, want to bless that game. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you into this work.
Well, it's kind of funny because you know, like most people who are into this type of information, you always kind of had a gift, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Your whole life, and you just kind of go through life and you kind of start developing it, you know what I'm saying? Observing it instead of, you know, just deeming it as crazy. You kind of like go down the rabbit hole, I would say, to try to understand it, you know? And if I really just get kind of like to the nuts and the bolts of it, I think that my journey, My most, you know, memorable journey is when I was in juvenile hall and I read my first book. You get what I'm saying? I was 16 years old. The first time I ever read my first school book, it was called Gerald's Game by Stephen King. And I was so excited that I had read a book. Like, you know, I was so busy in the streets. I was a very at-risk youth growing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to sit down and actually read a book, It did something to me, and after that, I couldn't stop reading. And the next book that I came in contact with that I really, you know, credit for changing the rest of my life, I'm 37 now, I read this book when I was 16, and I'm kind of still seeing how it shifted me, was called The 7 Habits of the Highly Effective Team. And after I read that book, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so that book, The 7 Habits of the Highly Effective Team, is really what set me down the rabbit hole that I believe kind of like kind of controlled my trajectory, you know, for the rest of my life, honestly.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. So why don't you go ahead and dive into, I know you're really super amped up about NLP, and I was too when I got a hold of this. I don't know, it was a manual, it was thick. Back in 95. So why don't you go ahead and dive into that a little bit. This guy is juiced up about NLP, man. He has enthusiasm about it.
Well, to be honest with you, like I say, with your gift, you need kind of like, you know, the teacher appears when the student is ready, right? So when I first got a hold of the 7 Habits of the Highly Effective Team when I was 16 years old, I was headed to do time as a juvenile. Like I said, I was a very at-risk youth, you know what I'm saying? But that book, I feel like, saved my life because it allowed it, it it allowed me to understand myself in a way that I wouldn't have never been able to be honest with myself at that time. His honesty in the book is what shifted me. You get what I'm saying? But like most people in my environment, I still had more learning to do. So I later got in trouble again. After I got out, I got in trouble again. And this time I went to prison. You get what I'm saying? And when I got to prison, I read Tony Robbins' Unlimited Power. And I feel like that was the missing piece, because I was 21 at the time. That was the missing piece that kind of allowed me to exit the streets and exit the street mentality. You get what I'm saying? So at that time, my brother had died. I lost all of my peers. You know, a lot of my life at 21 had kind of hit rock bottom. You get what I'm saying? And I knew a lot about a lot based off of the 7 Habits of the Highly Effective Teen. It taught me how to manifest. You get what I'm saying? That book showed me how to manifest. That book showed me that I can get whatever it is that I want. You get what I'm saying? And I had learned that I can get whatever it is that I want, because I actually got everything that I wanted. You get what I'm saying? But it followed with a crash. You get what I'm saying? And when it followed with the crash, it followed with the death of my brother. You know what I'm saying? And that was when I was 21, when I really kind of like started searching my soul. Like, okay, what is this thing? You know what I'm saying? Whatever this is, what is this thing? And I want to understand it and I want to learn more about it. You get what I'm saying? So I went through a very, very kind of like confusing period of time. And when I got a hold of Unlimited Power, it was like right on time, where it was like your mind can kind of like create your reality. You get what I'm saying? And Tony Robbins sent me down a 14-year-long rabbit hole.
Nice. The point of it is, though, you've been grasping the concepts to give you the confidence and the wherewithal to navigate the challenges that life have or that you put in front of yourself, or that life has presented to you. Depends on how you view it.
Yeah, no. So the reason why I said was that when I first got introduced to it, I just wanted to understand it. It was the concept that got my attention. Like, I tell people I'm a Gemini. You can't put me next to information, because if you put me next to information, I have to decipher it. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't, if you put rocket science in front of me, after a while, I'm going to understand it. You get what I'm saying? So when he introduced the concept to me at that time, I was like, okay, yeah, this is something that I'm going to go probably to the end of the earth until I figure out how this works and how to use it. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's kind of where I'm at now. But then I'm like, damn, that was a deep, deep rabbit hole to go down. You know what I'm saying? But I can equate it. The tools and the techniques, they do work. And I can say they were life-changing for me in the situations and the scenarios that I had to navigate. Does that make sense?
Yes. That's pretty funny, because you ain't going to believe this. I'm a Gemini.
When's your birthday?
June 6th.
Mine is June 2nd.
Wow. Nice. So you are also a hypnotist, right?
Well, once again, like I say, yeah, I'm a certified hypnotherapist, right? But I took the NLP training, and when you take the NLP training, they also certify you in hypnotherapy, because, what a lot of people have to understand is that hypnotherapy and NLP run hand in hand, because hypnosis puts you in a state where you can actually get to the subconscious programs. And NLP shows you how to reprogram them, you know what I'm saying? Change the modalities and change things so that way it can get the change that you're actually looking for.
Yeah, I'd like you to dive a little bit deeper into that and tell them about the two times that we're in the theta state where you can positively or favorably impact the subconscious mind through reprogramming.
Well, I try to break it down in layman's terms, right? Because, like I say, it took me 14 years to understand due to the complexity. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I try to put it in a way that people can understand it and actually use it and get results. You get what I'm saying? Because for a long time, you know, it was hard to understand how to use it and get the result. You know what I mean? So if I put it in layman's terms, it's like this. You have to be still enough to pay attention to the things that you're not paying attention to. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
And then once you're still enough to pay attention to the things that you're not paying attention to, with intention, you can begin to shift those things.
Yes.
And when you shift those things with repetition, it begins to shift the results that you're getting in reality.
Exactly. It's a nice way to break it down. And so the two times that I'm referring to, audience, is there's two times that you can make positive impact to the subconscious. But like you said, it's going to be through redundancy, repetition, and emotionalization in doing it, right, with intention, on purpose, deliberately. These times are right before you drop off to sleep, you know, when you're in that drowsy state or you're starting to really fall out. And then I guess, according to who you listen to, those first few minutes when you first wake up, whether it's like 5 minutes to 15 minutes, some people even said half an hour, but I don't think no one is exactly the same. But just know that when you first open up your eyes before you go into autopilot, automatic programming, during that time, you can suggest things to yourself. It's called auto-suggestion, right? Coming from yourself. Mm-hmm. And then it's called hetero-suggestion if it comes from outside of you. And so the point of it is that these are two times that you kind of get a pass and you can speak something to yourself silently or out loud and it begins to impress your subconscious mind. Passing it back to you, Devin.
Yeah, no, I'm listening. Yeah, that's a good way to express it, because that is, you know, that is exactly how it works. So yeah, no, I'm piggybacking off you right now, to be honest with you.
Hope everybody's doing wonderful out there. We're continuing down the lane of this title, Non-Beneficial and Non-Serving Patterns to be Interrupted, Part 2. I always like to recommend books when I remember while on the show, because when you're coming into this type of inner work and expression, sometimes you need guidance or you need reassurance. So these are some books that are must read. Now, I've read over 2,300 books, and I've read Think and Grow Rich more than 400 times. So I put in quite a bit of time, and I know what I'm talking about. So these books will help you, especially if you're a novice to coming into this work and, you know, you've been through some dark nights of the soul and you are in your process of awakening, or you're in multiple processes of having another awakening. I highly, highly, highly recommend these books. The original book, Psycho-Cybernetics by Dr. Maxwell Maltz, The Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard, The Heavenly Life and As a Man Thinketh, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles, The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, and the original Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Highly, highly recommend these books, because these books will help you, because nobody can get inside of your body or your brain or your mind, your field, to do this work for you. A little bit of history about the Sudden Eye Impact Show. It's a show that started over 6 years ago, and I'm calling this part Phase 3, My Junior Campaign. So originally it was Sudden Eye Impact Show, and then it was the Sophomore Project, and now I'm calling this My Junior Campaign because I'm more wiser, I'm much more versed, I have even more experience. I have the corporate experience. I bring that to the table, 30 years of that, plus just doing the work myself through the years and now coaching since 2015. All right. So what I broke it down to is it comes down to mindset and money mindset. So I'm talking all things, right? Relationship and money in abundance. Why? Because everything is a relationship. And before I go into the content, I just want to show you an example, right, of where we're not paying attention to what we're paying attention to. Okay? So most people are always in a rush, right? And they need money. and they'll just go to the ATM, right? Or they'll go inside rushing real quick, haphazardly, just to get what they want, the money out, right? Or to cash a check. Well, here's the part where everything is relationship comes in. You should never go to the ATM. You should carve out the time to go to the representative of the bank. Why? Because the representative of the bank, you need to build a relationship with them because they have the relationships with the people that are in underwriting. So when you need a credit card or you need a personal loan or you need a car or you need a house, those people can intervene and let the underwriters know that you are a good person. That they deal with you every Friday, or they deal with you every other Friday, or they deal with you on Monday and Friday. So you can't build a relationship with the ATM, but you can build a relationship with the person. And this is where we got to really start paying attention to what we're paying attention to. We can't continue to just do things haphazardly. The world has changed. Everything is about relationships. So to the degree that you can establish relationships, it's going to determine your success. You don't have to believe it. I tell you to test it, experiment. I always tell people, never believe me. Take the information and test it and do experiments with it to see if it's the truth or if it can become your truth, okay? All right, so now let's segue into this, right? So we're talking about relationships. The relationship that I'm mainly pointing to is the relationship with yourself, right? We berate ourselves, we criticize ourselves, we're down on ourselves all the time. We do way more damage to ourselves than anyone could ever do to us. And we got to stop this so that we can begin to really open up our eyes and begin to look through the lenses and filters that we truly need to look through so that we can mold or align, because everything is malleable, align with the life that we truly want instead of playing victim mode and thinking that we don't have a say-so in what happens to us in life. That is just totally wrong. So I'm talking about radical ownership, radical responsibility, radical accountability to self. This goes deep. This starts with you doing what you say you're going to do. If you don't believe yourself, other people will not be able to believe you. So if you say that you're going to get up and go to the gym on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 7 a.m., by all means, through hell or high water, you got to get your assets up and go to the gym at 7 a.m. on Monday, at 7 a.m. on Wednesday, at 7 a.m. on Friday. Are y'all picking up what I'm putting down? So your relationship with yourself begins with self-trust and believability. Believe in what you say and acting on what you say. Remember, the scriptures say, and I'm not talking about from a religious standpoint, it's good information that you got to look at metaphysically. Faith without action is dead, right? Your word, you're given two gifts, right? If you listen to the Hermetic's teachings, right, you're given two gifts that equate to infinity. It's called mind and speech. Your speech is your image. It's the image you hold in mind of yourself and your reality. Speech is image in mind that you hold of yourself, right? So as we go deeper into this, you're going to really see that how you feel about yourself, what you think about yourself, what you believe about yourself, right? At the core level, at the spirit level, you're expressing this all the time, okay? So we're talking all things money. We're talking about environment. We're talking about associations, and we're talking about speech. When you say, I never have no money, I can't afford it, that costs too much, that's the image that you have of yourself in mind. You are in lack. You are in scarcity. you are in money trauma. And those labels can only bring you more of the same experiences. So, right, John 1:1 talks about in the beginning was the word, right? You got to really go look at this, and you got to really meditate on this silently. Just play it over, turn it over, mutter it, 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 until you have some light come in and shine on the dark that you've been in, right? Nothing changes unless something changes. Nothing changes unless something changes. Nothing changes unless something changes. And the thing that has to change is you. You change you by changing your inner conversation, by changing your inner monologue, by changing your inner dialogue, by changing your self-talk. Unless you do this, the image in mind, the picture that you have of yourself cannot change, right? We talked about this being in the theta state when you first wake up and when you drop off the bed. Soon as you wake up, you're going back to being the same old you. The scriptures say, take off the old man and put on the new man. That means take off the old conversation, which equates to the old image that you have of yourself inside of you, who you think you are, who you believe you are, who you feel you are, who you're perceiving yourself to be, right? Change your words and you will change your world. Change your words and you will change your world. Change your words and you will change your world, because speech is image and mind. If you begin to ask questions, how can I afford that? Or you begin to make declarations, I'll be back to get that. Somehow, some way, I know I can manifest that. Somehow, some way, I know I can obtain that. Somehow, some way, I know I can obtain that. So when you begin to speak this, now you begin to use your power for yourself instead of using your power against yourself, right? We're talking thought dynamics. We're talking about emotion mitigation, emotional management, right? Because your emotions is what is manifesting your reality, or what is to a large degree helping manifest the reality, because the only way that you can impact the subconscious mind is through emotionalized thinking. So whatever you're thinking, feelingly is happening automatically. Whatever you're thinking, feelingly is happening automatically. Whatever you're thinking, feelingly is happening automatically. So I want to go into these thought viruses, these belief viruses, these thought dynamics, right? We don't have our own thoughts. Thoughts are arising from awareness, but also because our parents passed down, we inherited this. We think like they think. See, a lot of y'all don't even understand that you don't even have your own beliefs. You have your mom and daddy's beliefs. You have your maternal grandma and grandpa's beliefs. You have your paternal grandma and grandpa's beliefs. You don't even have your own beliefs. Don't take my word for it. Just test it, right? We have these thought viruses, these belief viruses, and I'm just going to go into some of them, because there's about 140 to 150 stories that's happening that's keeping you from money in abundance when you already are it, but you can't express it because you believe these stories. You think that it's a concrete wall. You think that it's a brick wall and that it can't be dissolved, right? Why do you think this? Because this is the way your mom and dad thought. Because this is the way your mom and dad behaved with money, right? We're talking associations. We're talking environments, okay? And we're talking about speech. Speech is image in mind. Speech is image in mind. Speech is image in mind. So I want to break this down, right? Everybody has heard money doesn't grow on trees. What does that mean? There's a lack of money. Now you explain to me, everybody has been to the mall at least once. How can you explain 400, 500 people that have no connection at all physically, all being in the mall, some people eating, some people shopping, But you see, everybody exchanging value, exchanging money. This is 400, 500 people or even more at different times. Exchanging money, how can there be a shortage of money? Right? There is no shortage of money, but the illusion is created because of these stories and the emotions that stand in back of these stories. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money is scarce. There's not enough to go around. Money is the root of all evil. They twist the words from 1 Timothy 6:17. Okay? Money is an idol god. Money is big sin. You shouldn't go after money, because if you have money, you're going to burn in hell, right? And then the funny thing is about people will say that they want more money, but they say money is evil. But if money is evil, why are there hundreds of people getting up on the highway Monday through Friday, and some beyond that, at 7 a.m. to go try to go to a building to clock in to make some money, right? How is money evil if everything in modern society costs, right? The apartment, the townhome, the condo, the house, the Airbnb, it costs. The habitation costs. To run the habitation, right? Water, electricity, internet, right? You got to have food and drink. You got to have clothing and accessories for yourself. And if you have kids, they also have clothing, accessories, right? Shoes, food, water, Kool-Aid, soda, drinks, right? All of that costs. So if it's a necessary resource that everyone must have to some measure, how can it be evil? I'm telling you, these illusions are being created because of the stories and the intent behind the stories. We have, right, on purpose, deliberately, intentionally, been programmed to hate money, to not understand that we have a relationship with money like we have a relationship with everything else. Remember, I'm talking all things relationship, all things relationship, all things relationship, right? We've been taught that money is dangerous. We've been taught that money is bad. We've been taught that it's wrong to have money, right? And this confusion, this chaos, this discombobulation is what is holding you back from actually having money, because you are money. That's the highest revelation. You are money. They've hidden it from you in plain sight. Okay? I want to continue down this lane, right? You think that you want money, but honestly, you fear money because you have associated money with problems. You have associated money with arguments. You have associated with money with physical altercations that you saw between that time of 0 to 7. You have associated money with breakups. You have associated money with divorce. So what happens when you think about money, you get these painful pictures called traumas in your head, and you feel these emotions in some parts of your body, and you're confused about money. You're in total chaos about money. You're discombobulated about money. You're saying, I want money, but you're trying to avoid pain, and you have equated pain with money, so therefore money is running from you. It's deep. Y'all gonna have to listen to this 3 or 4 times to really get what I'm saying. You got to listen to this over and over again to really get what I'm saying. But once you get it, you got it. And it has not shifted when the money arrives. It's shifted when you get the understanding and the overstanding and the understanding, and you can integrate it and you can implement it and you can appropriate it and you can demonstrate it. All right? So there's a song by the R&B group from the 90s called Money Can't Buy Me Love by Blackstreet. And I want anyone that knows about that group, I want you to go and play the song And I want you to listen to it, because remember, it's the societal hypnotic programming that's messed you up in the first place, right? Along with the school system and the churches. But I'm come to remove all excuses and to take you out of victim mode, because it's complimentary to think, it's complimentary to feel, it's complimentary to act. You can think what you want to think. You can believe what you want to believe. You can feel what you want to feel, and you can behave and develop the habits that you choose. You don't have to let anybody force anything on you, right? So I want you to listen to this song, because the words, you got to listen to what you're listening to. You got to listen to what you're listening to. You got to listen to what you're listening to, and you got to listen to what you're hearing, right? Remember, we're trying to bridge that knowing, being, doing, yeah. So in the song, there's some phrases that says, I don't care too much for money, because money can't buy me love. Now, if you repeat that thought in your head long enough or enough times, all of a sudden, you don't want no money. Even though your rent's due, your electric bill's due, your water bill's due, your car payment's due, your car insurance is due, your internet bill is due. You can't afford not to want no money. But I'm telling you, it's these stories that's playing in the background, these thought viruses, these belief viruses, that's causing you to get tripped up and be stuck. Because at all times, every now moment, from now moment to now moment to now moment, you're either stuck or you're free. The only time is now. So the time that you got to bring in money is now. The time that you got to bring in money is now. The time that you got to bring in money can only be now. You can't be looking at next Friday or 30 days from now. That's what's gotten you to where you are right now. In order to get somewhere different, to a location, just like a GPS or just like an Uber or a Lyft, you got to put in a new address. And that new address is that whatever you require it now. You require it now. You require it now. But you're not going to be able to get it into the now, out of the 4D into the 3D, if you continue to play these stories. If you continue to play these stories. If you continue to play these stories. Money can't buy you love. Money doesn't bring you happiness, right? This is adversarial. This is you hating money. This is you disliking money. This is you avoiding money. Money equals more problems, or more money is more problems, right? Money can only come from a job. I'm going to pause right here. Can you be gifted money? Yes. So that illusion is dispelled. That error-based belief is suspended. Can you find money? Yes. Right? Can you receive an inheritance? Yes. So money can't just come from a job. See, that's a lie. See, you believe these lies, and you think that that's the way it is. But in life, nothing is cast in stone. There is not anything that's unchangeable. There is not anything that is unchangeable. There is not anything that is unchangeable. Right? Thoughts, beliefs. If you repeat a thought long enough and you emotionalize it, because thought is going to invoke an emotion, it's going to make you feel some type of way, it becomes stamped as a belief. Then you repeat this thought and this belief, and you're amazed at how hard things are for you. But you shouldn't be, because I'm trying to teach you how to reverse receiving the results that you don't want, and to begin to receive the results that you do want. I'm showing you that all you got to do is reverse engineer the process, and you can begin to get what you want, because the same process went on happening unconsciously. That's why you're getting the results that you don't want. So I'm showing you that if you become aware, if you become the watcher, if you become the watchman at the gate, and stop being lazy, because in Proverbs it tells you if you be mentally slack, you're going to spend your days in poverty. You can change the whole trajectory of your reality, because you are reality. You are everything. But you got all these thought viruses, you got all these belief viruses, these negative thought dynamics, these negative narratives, these negative stories playing in the background, tricking you out of your spot, 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 tricking you out of your spot. Let's continue. Money is evil. Money is big sin. It is wrong to have money. Money is a false god. Money is hard to come by. Money is difficult to keep. I'm just hitting a few of these. There's at least 140, 150 of these stories playing in the background that's just passed down to you from your ancestors, maternal grandfather and grandma, paternal grandma and grandfather, your parents, your mom and dad. And then there's some more even deeper ingrained stories, like, right, it's disrespectful to out-earn your parents and your siblings, your relatives. That's the dumbest thing that I could ever think of, right? We got to stop dimming our light. We got to shine our light. We got to shine our light. We got to let our light shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, right? Breaking tribal connection. You know, if you out-earn your parents, right, and your siblings, you're going to be an outcast. You're going to be the black sheep of the family. Right. You don't want to earn more money because you think that you're going to have to pay the government more. Right. You don't want to earn more money because you feel like you're going to become responsible for everybody's expenses, family members, relatives, close friends, because you got it. All of this is rooted in fear. Notice what I'm saying. Everything that I'm saying, if you just relate, whether I'm using the word or not, if you just think about in your body how it feels. It's fear-based. Fear of judgment. Fear of criticism. Fear of being ridiculed, right? Everybody want to fit in and be the same because they don't want to be called out. I don't want to be broke. I remember I was about 4 years old, and this is a true story. I said, God, if I got to live like this, I came here and I'm living like this, what's the purpose of me living? I asked this out loud as a four-year-old, growing up in a very humble beginning. Right? My mom had me when she's 15. The problem that you keep running into is part of your destiny. That's the solution you're supposed to provide. That's the answer that you're supposed to provide. That is the problem you're supposed to solve, just like in checkers. In chess, what you keep bumping up against in your family dynamics, you was the chosen one to solve that puzzle. You are the chosen one to solve that puzzle. So if it's relationships, you're always running and having a hard time with relationships. That's one of the things that you're supposed to conquer. If you career, you almost get that promotion and then you oversleep and miss the interview. Right? That's the curse. You're supposed to solve that. If it's money, you always paycheck to paycheck living. There's never enough. There's never enough. There's never enough. That's the thing that you're put here for in your family lineage, to provide the answer, to provide the solution. That's the thing that you're supposed to conquer. And if you continue to run around with that, run away from that, and fit in and work, I guess get you a little Benz, or get you a little BMW, or get you a little Range Rover, and you think that you've accomplished something, you're sadly mistaken. You should have 10 Range Rovers. You should have 5 Benzes, BMWs, Audis, whatever you like, right? The scriptures say if you delight yourself in the Lord, which you delight yourself in consciousness, you delight yourself in awareness, you'll be given the desires of your heart. That's a fact. Right. But if you try to fit in when you're one of one, you're going to live the curse. You're going to be given into the forces of average. You're going to be really tapped in, locked into the matrix. You're never going to get out. But I'm removing your excuses because it's complimentary to think. It's complimentary to feel. It's complimentary to believe. It's complimentary to act and remind you. Everybody, every single person, from Michael Jordan to Denzel Washington to Taylor Swift to whoever. They're all working with thinking, feeling, and action. Everybody. No one is exempt from this. This is why I'm presenting this information to you. So you got these stories, and then you got underlying stories, right, because of past life regression. You know, maybe in another life you had money, somebody got harmed, somebody got ransomed. So there's reasons you don't want money, but you verbally say you want money. You haven't learned yourself enough to know what is blocking you from receiving the money. But I gave you the highest revelation. You are money. So why aren't you able to express the money that you desire to express when you desire to express it, right? It's because of meanings, definitions, and stories or narratives. Something invisible is causing the visible. 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 Let me put this out there. To be is complementary. You can be whatever you want right now. To assume is complementary. You can assume in your favor right now. To believe is complementary. You can believe whatever you want about yourself, about your world, about your reality right here, right now. Imagination is the only reality. Imagination is the only reality. Imagination is the only reality. Nobody's forcing things upon you. You're just accepting these things and you're putting your silent agreement with it. And that's why it's happening for you, through you, as you. All right? You can feel how you want to feel. You can express how you want to express right now. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's hindering you. Nobody can't. I want to go to this, what Jesus said. No one has power over you unless it's given from heaven. You got to really ponder that. You got to say lie that. You got to mutter that. You got to turn that over. You got to turn that over. You got to turn that over. You got to turn that over until you get it. Nothing's going to happen for you until you get light on it. Regardless of what the topic is, everything works the same. Career works the same. Health works the same. Relationship works the same. Money and abundance works the same. Everything works the same. So if you're struggling with these buckets, right? Relationships, finances, career, health, and you're willing to do the inner work, I invite you to reach out to me, right? Through BBS Radio or through my email, soonerhaven@yahoo.com. That's S as in Sam, O as in ocean, U as in unity, N as in night, E as in early, R as in Robert, H as in heaven, A as in apple, B as in victory, E as in early, N as in night, at yahoo.com. You're tired of struggling with money. You're going in and out with your specific person or significant other, right? I can show you step by step that the only way to resolve this issue is going to be come back to self. You have to be the version that has the version of the person that you want to have. If you're not that version, that person can't be that version that you want. You can't be lazy and thinking somebody's going to do something for you. No, everybody show up how you show up. Remember, all of life is just a mirror. Every person you meet, there is no coincidence. They are reflecting back to you what is going on inside you. I'm going to say this a lot of times. I'm going to be repetitive. I'm going to be redundant. I'm going to be stuck on stupid. Everything is a mirror. And everything is just reflecting back to you what's going on within you. Every person, every place, everything, there's nothing random. Everything happening to you is a mirror, and it is reflecting back to you what is going on within you, right? So nothing changes unless something changes. Nothing changes unless something changes. Nothing changes unless something changes. The thing that must change is you. If you don't change, nothing changes. If you don't change, nothing changes. If you don't change, nothing changes. You got to change your relationship with you. You got to change your relationships with your thoughts. You got to change your relationships with your beliefs. You got to change your relationship with your emotions and your feelings. And you got to change your relationship with your perception. What you see, sees you. What you see, sees you. What you see, sees you. Now, I got to also let you know this. Your reptilian brain is not in your favor. It is not in your favor. It is not for you. It is against you. The only thing it cares about is survival. Are you going to get food? Are you going to get drink? And are you going to procreate? That's all it cares about. I'm going to give you an example. You getting more money, of course it would benefit you, right? It would help you be able to more ably or more easily meet your expenses. But your brain don't see it that way. It sees it as an unknown. It sees it as a threat. It sees it as an unknown. It sees it as a threat. It sees it as an unknown. It sees it as a threat. Your brain is more happier with you struggling, not being able to put gas in your car, than you having an extra $1,800 in your bank account. Yeah, I know it don't make sense, but it make truth. It don't make sense, but it make truth. It don't make sense, but it make truth. So you got to get away from the amygdala that is sabotaging you. You got to focus more on the prefrontal cortex, your RAS, your reticular activating system, right? And your occipital lobe. You got to go to the parts that wants to work with you. And you got to get that machine moving in the same direction. And then your life will begin to flow. Your life will begin to flow. Your life will begin to flow, right? The reason that more than 95% of people struggle with money, right, is because of the hypnotic societal programming, because of bad conditioning, because of bad programming. And if you do not go into your subconscious mind, right, it's not really more about learning, it's about unlearning. If you don't take out the time to reprogram your subconscious mind, you're going to continually be behind. If you don't take out the time to reprogram your subconscious mind, you're going to continually be behind. If you don't take out the time to reprogram your subconscious mind, you're going to be continually behind. This is the way it works, folks, right? Because right here, right now, you are everything and you have everything. You are reality, right? The only reason that you can't see it is because you're looking out of the wrong lens. You're looking out of the wrong filter, right? Heaven is both inside of you and outside of you and around you, right? You have a field. Most of y'all don't even know that y'all have an invisible circle around you that has different colors, your energy field. And this whole time, because you're uneducated, you're ignorant, meaning you're not knowing, you're ignorant, meaning you're not knowing, you're ignorant, meaning you're not knowing, you've been giving your power away and your power has been used against you. But that's why I come to enlighten you, to shine the light on the darkness. Whatever you're struggling with, you're only struggling with it because you don't know enough, and then you're not applying what you know continuously, consistently, and constantly until you see the fruit that you want to see, right? Everything is about repetition. You being on autopilot is repetition. You wake up same time every day, get dressed the same way, drive the same way to work, all of that. It's autopilot. It's automatic. It already happened. Your life has literally already happened. If you don't interrupt these non-beneficial and non-serving patterns that must be interrupted on Bubba, you are in trouble, right? So I'm trying to really get you to dial in. Everything is about relationship, but the most important relationship is your relationship with yourself. See, all that people-pleasing, looking for external validation, asking for permission, that stuff is not going to work. You're not in third grade having to have your parents sign a permission slip no more. You are the permission slip. You're going to have to validate yourself. You're going to have to approve yourself. You're going to have to learn to love yourself, right? Because I'm going to tell you something else, too, people don't tell you about. Guilt and shame block money. 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 Guilt and shame blocks money. Right? And I don't want to skip over this, but this is very powerful. And really listen to what I'm saying in the next couple minutes. Really listen, zone in, tap in, tune in to what I'm really saying. Environments. You're saying all these negative narratives, you're saying all these negative stories about money, right? And money is just an energy that comes into form. Money is just an energy that comes into form. Money is just an energy that comes into form. You're saying all this polluted stuff about it. Why would it come to you? Right? And then for you savers out there, hiding money in shoe boxes, hiding money under mattresses, putting it in your backyard and all that. What message are you sending to the universe? What message are you sending to yourself? Because you are the universe. Right? You're still telling the story of lack, scarcity, and not enough. Right? So I want to talk environment. All of you people that are struggling financially, you shop at the same places. Dollar General, Family Dollar, Aldi, 99-cent store, Dollar Tree, Walmart. When you go into an environment, the energy is on a certain frequency. It's on a certain vibration. What do you think's happening? You're telling the universe that's the best you can do. What kind of spirits do you think that's in there? The entity of lack. The entity of barely enough. I'm telling you, if you do not change mentally, because all is mental. You got to go read the Kabbalion. You are going to continually be stuck in the forces of average. You will not be able to break out. You will not be able to elevate. You will not be able to glow up. You will not be able to glow up. And none of this is hard. It's simple, but it's not easy because we're lazy. We're mentally lazy. We don't want to become the watcher. We don't want to become the observer. We don't want to be the watchman at the gate and correct ourselves. But unless we do this, we'll never be better. We'll never be the best. We'll never be greater. Right? Find your favorite celebrity. The reason that you like them is because you see the same qualities in them that's in yourself, but you're too lazy to do the work to become your best version. You're too lazy to do the work to become your best version, right? I think, what was that dude's name? I forgot his name, but he said that if you, Jim Rohn said that if you worked on yourself like you worked on your jobs, he said you would be providing jobs. You wouldn't need a job. That man said that if you worked on yourself like you work on your jobs, like you've worked on your jobs, right? Past, previous, now, he said you will be providing jobs. You wouldn't need a job. But that's what I'm saying. We're so loyal to these companies that don't give a shit about us, right? Why don't you be loyal to yourself? Why don't you come back to yourself and really recognize who you are? Tap into who you are. Tune into who you are. Right? Remember, your brain is a projecting machine. And the only thing that it can go by is your past. But your past don't equal your future, but you're under the illusion that your past equals your future. Nothing changes unless something changes. Nothing changes unless something changes. Nothing changes unless something changes. You're going to have to declutter your thinking, right? A guide for you is Philippians 4:8. It said, think on things that are true, that are of good rapport, right? So think of things that's in your favor, because a lot of y'all don't understand that a house divided cannot stand, that you're not even on your own side. How can you expect to be successful? How can you expect to be great when you are against your own self, when you're using your own power against yourself? Can't nobody validate you? Can't nobody approve of you? Can't nobody give you permission. Only you can do it. There's nothing stopping you from doing anything that you want to do, right? You say you got free will. You say that you're sovereign, but then you go and act like a slave. Help me understand that. Please help me understand that. You got to get out of victim mode. You got to start doing stuff for yourself. You got to get out of victim mode. You got to start doing stuff for yourself. You got to get out of victim mode. You got to start doing stuff for yourself. This is the part that I like because I'm a repetitious teacher, right? This stuff is so basic. I teach for the 7-year-old. The 5 to 7-year-old can get what I'm saying, and they can go apply it, and they can manifest a $500 game system. They can manifest an iPhone. They can manifest money from their father. I'm telling you, this is real. What you think about, you bring about. 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 What you think about, you bring about, right? Thoughts are always arising. Some of them are yours. Most of them are not yours. But you have the choice to identify with that thought. You don't have to accept that thought. You don't have to accept that thought. You don't have to accept that thought. You do not have to accept that thought. If you accept that thought, it's all inclusive, just like an Airbnb. You don't have to ask for a bed and a pillow, a refrigerator, a stove, bath towels. It's all inclusive. So when you accept the thought, you better make sure that that's what you want because it's coming. It's a package deal. It's a package deal. It's a package deal. And it's for real. It's a package deal and it's for real. What you think up on grows and expands and becomes your experience called reality. What you think up on grows and expands, right, in your experience and becomes your reality. What you think up on grows and expands in your experience and becomes your reality, right? That's why they say thoughts are things. First you have them and then they have you. Thoughts are things. First you have them and then they have you. Thoughts are things. First you have them and then they have you. Any teacher, coach, mentor that's trying to tell you you don't got to deal with your thoughts and all this, they're leading you astray. You already got enough illusions, right? Every single person, people don't want you to be successful. People do not want you to be successful. People do not want you to be successful. Every person on the planet is working with thoughts, feelings, and actions. Every person. It can be Tony Robbins. It can be Les Brown. I forgot the other guy's name. Eric Thomas. All of them. Michael Jordan. Luka Doncic. Whoever the best player is, the best football player, they're working with thoughts, feelings, and actions. Everybody is doing this. All right? There ain't no special people. It's some people that's some people do stuff unconsciously, like Michael Jordan, right? He wasn't able to teach his kids, right? LeBron was a little bit more conscious, and he was able to somewhat teach his kids. You see what I'm saying? To create those same levels of success, right? So what I'm trying to show you is that every person is working with thoughts, feelings, and actions, thoughts, feelings, and actions, thoughts, feelings, and actions. Yeah, it's more to it, but at the end of the day, that's the meat of the matter. They're working with thoughts, feelings, and actions. They're working with thoughts, feelings, and actions, right? James Allen, right? The author of A Heavenly Life and As a Man Thinketh. He said, man is mind and mind is man. And evermore, he takes the tool of thought, shaping forth what he wills, brings forth 1,000 joys or 1,000 ills. He thinks in secret and it come to pass, environments, but it's looking glass. Folks, your thoughts, the thoughts that you identify with, the thoughts that you're having consistently, continuously, and constantly, become evidence on you. That potty thinking has led to your potty life. That potty thinking has led to your potty life. That potty thinking has led to your potty life. No one can get away from this. You are responsible for your thoughts, right? Right? You can't be somebody that you can't think on the level of. You can't be somebody that you can't think on the level of. You can't be somebody that you can't think on the level of. This is powerful stuff, but it's basic stuff. Simple, but not easy. Simple, but not easy. Simple, but not easy. Right? Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a man is what he thinks about all day long. Buddha said, all that you are is the sum total of your thoughts. Listen to this. All that you are is the sum total of your thoughts. Right? Your thinking and feeling becomes your reality, folks. Your thinking and your feeling becomes your reality, or your thinking and your emotions. It's similar. Your thoughts with feelings in back of them create your reality. So what are you thinking feelingly about in your relationships? What are you thinking feelingly about in your career? What are you thinking feelingly about in your health? What are you thinking feelingly about in finance? Your level of thinking is commensurate. Everything is a mirror. It's reflecting back to you what you hold to be true. It's reflecting back to you what you hold to be true. It's reflecting back to you what you hold to be true. It's reflecting back to you what you hold to be true. The great Bob Proctor said, thinking is the highest function that a man or woman is capable of. Thinking is the highest function that a man or woman is capable of. Thinking is the highest function that a man or woman is capable of. Y'all got to get this, folks. Even Henry Ford, right? Ford Motor Company. Remember, they told him that some motor couldn't be built. He told him to keep working until it gets done. But his quote is, whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right. So if you think you can do something, you're right. If you think you can't do something, you're also right. It doesn't get better than this. As we draw to the close, I'm going to leave you with this. Yes, and your life counts. Enthusiasm definitely makes the difference.
What lives within you is greater than the limits you were taught to see. This is sudden. I impact. Same road, same fear, same view. Then a voice said, become the observer. There is more inside of you. So I turned and faced the mirror, let the old conclusions fall. Found a dream beneath the noise that had been waiting through it all. Train this heart and mind.